Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Gimel, 5 lines on the top of Daf Tzadik Gimel, Amud Aleph, and we just finished 17 different discussions that Rava had with Rabbi Murray, and the first one was on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, and Amali Rava, Rabbi Murray, Minoha Milsa, Da'am Rabbanon, Kalam Vakish Racham Al Chaber, Vu Tzarech Leis Adovo, that Hunan Atchila, and our Gemara now continues with a similar theme to that discussion, and Amrav Chanan, Rav Chanan stated, Hamisa Din Al Chaber, Hunan Atchila, if someone complains to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about someone else, the yes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring an Einish on that person, then the one that brought that taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will receive an Einish first. As the Pasuk states in Pashas Lech Lecha, after Sarai tells Avram Avinu to take Hagar as his wife, and immediately after Avram gets married to Hagar, Hagar becomes pregnant, and the Pasuk states, Vatayim is Sarai al Avram, Sarai says to Avram, Chamasi Alecha, that my anger is against you, and Nechi Nesati Shifchasi Bichaykecha, Vatayra Kiyarasa, Vaiko Beinah, Yishpat Hashem Beinio Beinecha, and she said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should judge between myself and between you. And we see that Sarai was Moisa Din al Chaveri, and she asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judge Avram Avinu, and Viksiv, and the Pasuk Chayi Sarai tells us that Tama Sarai Bekiris Abba Hi Chavrin Be'eretz Kanan Vayavay Avram Lispoid Lissara B'Liv Kaisa. And we see that ultimately she died before Avram Avinu, as really Sarai should have lived 175 years just like Avram Avinu did, and instead she only lived 127 years. Gemara continues and states V'hani Mili Isle Dayna Ba'ara, and this is only when there are other Dayanim in the world, and they could judge this judgment, and since she didn't have to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and she should have gone to a Bezdin, therefore there was a taina on Sarai. However, in a Kanami, if Sarai wouldn't have had a Bezdin to go to, then she wouldn't have had this Einish. And Taisus at the top of the Amud points out, Uvimei Sarah, Hoye Bezdin Shel Shem Kayim, and during the time of Sarah, the Bezdin of Shame existed, and therefore if she had a taina against Avraham Avinu, she should have gone to a Bezdin, and she should have gone to the Bezdin of Shame. And Rashi in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tzayin and Beis points out that the reason why Hamaisa Din Al Chaveri Hu Nenesh Tchila is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to him and he says Klum Roy Hu Shei Anesh Chaveri Al Yadai is the person that has a taina on his friend, someone that is Roy that I should get involved and be Ma'anish his friend on his behalf. And therefore, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at this person's Maisim and ultimately he will be Nenesh Tchila. And the Shita Mekubetzes brings for Rabbeinu Yonasan that the taina is the Mutav Hoyloi Lavienu Lefnei Bezen Shamata V'yigbi Memenu Mamin, that it would have been better if this person had a taina, would have come to Bezen Shamata, and he would have been able to collect money for his taina. And now that he went with his taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he wasn't asking for money, and he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and destroy this person. And as he says, Shle Yashu Le Sherish Va'anav, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mischa Bezeh Im Shav V'Nosav, he'll attach this Avera with the rest of his Averas, and V'Roi Shiyanash Heim B'Mobes Heim B'Shereshai U'Hashem She'inim Ismail Racham HaChaveri El Nasa Lav Achzari. And just like this person didn't have Rachmanis on his friend, and he went directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he acted like an achsa, therefore gam ki maskel HaKadosh Baruch Hu avi neisav u'manishai, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same and midah k'neged midah, and the person that was meisa din al chaveri will receive the einish tchila. And the Shita Mekubetz is also bringing from Ramah, and when the Gemara states v'hani mi l'dis le'dayin ba'ara, and this person that was meisa din al chaveri le'ozel k'abimnei, and he didn't go and complain to Bezin avol les le'dayin ba'asrei, but if there's no dayanim in his land, inami islei or the adayanim va'ozel v'le'ahanalei, and he did go to Bezin, but he didn't help him, ain't hamaisa din nenish klal the my islay lemevad. And also the Gemara's raya is from the pasuk in Chayisar that states vayyavi Avram lispeil lisara lufkaisa, and Rashi Masechtas Rosh Hashanah says by the fact that it says vayyavi Avram that Avram came, it is specifically trying to tell us that who kavaisa, that he buried her and he was still alive when she died. And the Gemara continues Amar Rabbi Yitzchak states oylei litzayik yaitzim in a nitzak. Rashi learns this similar to what we just stated, and Rashi learns that just like we just stated from Chana meisa din al chaver who nezh tchila. So the similar idea is that someone that screams about his friend, ultimately it would be worse for him than for the one that he's screaming about. The Gemara continues and brings a similar brisa, Tanina Mehochi, that we also learned to the brisa, Echad Tzoyek ve'echad Nitzok b'mashma, El Shemar and Litzoyek, Yosim and Nitzok, HaKadosh Baruch will take retribution for the one that screams out more than the one that he screams out about. Rashi explains that what does the brisa mean when it says Echad Tzoyek ve'echad Nitzok b'mashma, Zok Rashi, when the Pasuk says V'chor Api ve'rakti Eschem Shnayim b'mashma, and Rashi's referring to a pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim, the pesukim state v'ger le'soyna v'leisil chatzenu k'gerim yisim be'eretz Mitzrayim kol almana v'yosim le'sa'anon im anes sa'ana oisoy ki im tzoyek yitzak elai shamoye esh matzakosoy. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu states v'chora api v'rakti eschem v'chora v'hoyu neshechem almanis uv'neichem yisoyimim. Rashi understands that we learned this from the pasuk that states v'rakti eschem, and the Torah uses lashon rabim, and therefore we see that both the tzoyek and the nitzak will be killed. And ultimately we know m'maron le'tzoyek yisim and nitzak based on the story of Sora, as we mentioned before, from Rav Chanan. However, Einin Teis Dilu Maschel Echad Tzayik VeEchad Nitzak, where he brings a different Gersa from Rabbeinu Shmuel, which is based on a Sufri, and the Gersa is Echad Tzayik VeEchad She'ein Tzayik B'Mashma Pirish Bein Oisei She'ani Tzayik Lav Bein Oisei She'ina Ani Tzayik Lav. That doesn't make a difference if the Ani cries out or if the Ani doesn't cry out. Shneim Nenashin Lav. That either way, Hakadosh Baruch will take retribution from the person that's bothering a chaperon with an Ani. And the Sufri is actually going on the Pesukim that a bit later than the Pasuk that Rashi brought, and it's from the Pasuk in Perichot Beis, Pasuk of Dalet, where the Pesukim state, if Kesef Talves Ami is Ani Yimach, Le Siyah Le Kinoisha, Le Simon Lov Neshach, Im Chobot Tachbol Sabas Urecha, Baya Shem, Shishiven Loi, Ki Hikasus Elvado, Hisim Lossi Loirai, Ba Mei Yishka Vahoye Ki Yitzak Elai, Vishamati Ki Chanan Ani. The Torah specifically says, Vahoye Ki Yitzak Elai, Vishamati Ki Chanan Ani, in order to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch will be Memaran Letzayek, Yosef Mimi She'in Letzayek. The Gemara continues, Va'am Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Yitzchok states, and we already spoke about the Pasha of Avimelech and Avram and Sarai, and therefore Rabbi Yitzchok states, Lo ilum al tehi kilas hedyet kala be'enecha, the klola of someone that's a hedyet should not be light in your eyes. Arei Avimelech kila Sarah ben Iskai and Bizarra, and Avimelech who was considered a hedyet, and he cursed Sarah, and that klola came true in our children. In them, as the Pasuk says in Pasha Ve'ira, Ulu Sarah Omar, Hine nesati elef kesev lo'achich, Hine hu lach, susei naim, l'chola she'itach, v'eskol v'nechachas. Gemara dashes the language of Hine hu lach, susei naim, Omolo, that Avimelech told Sarai, Hoyel v'chassis mimeni, v'loi galiz, shehu isheich, v'guram telai, etzar zeh, that since you covered up for me, and you didn't reveal that he's your husband, and you caused me this great pain and tzar, ye ratzain, shehei lach, siyos heinayim, and it should be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that should be for you, that there should be covering of eyes, and v'diskai mizara, and this klolo came true in her children, v'chsiv, as the Pasuk tells us in Pasha's told us, v'hi ki zokin yitzok, v'techiyane eino amirois, v'yikreis eisa b'noi agadol, v'yemei lo b'ni, v'yemei lo v'hineini. We see that this curse of Avimelech came true in Yitzchok as Yitzchok became blind, and even though Rashi and Chumash tells us there were multiple reasons why Yitzchok became blind, but ultimately it came from this klolo. Gemara continues, Om Ravo, Ravo states, Lo ilum hi'odom min adofim v'lo yimin ha'reifim. A person should rather be from the ones that people are chasing, and he shouldn't be from the ones that are chasing other people. The right is, She'in l'cho nerdo pa'ifos yaseh meterim re'yoyna. And as we know, there are no other birds that are chased after as pigeons and doves because they're very small and very weak. And we see, V'chshir na'kosel l'gavim mizbeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically wanted us to bring dafka from terim re'yoyna for the mizbeach, and all our kabbonis that come from ifos come from terim re'yoyna. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, that tzadik beizim l'alv, where the Mishnah stated, Ha'im esame es eni, ketayis yodi, shvaris ragli, that Reuven says to Shimon, blind my eye, or cut off my hand, or break my foot. In all these cases, even though it seems that Reuven is giving permission to Shimon to go and harm him physically, however, the Mishnah states, a chayiv, Shimon will be chayiv to pay for Reuven's damages. And the Mishnah continues that even if Reuven said to Shimon, al menas lifta, that even on condition that you'll be potter to pay for your damages, chayiv, that even so, Shimon will be chayiv to pay for the chamisha dvarim, to nezek tzar, ripu shavus and boishes. And the Mishnah continued that although it is true when Reuven tells Shimon to go and physically damage himself, however, if Reuven tells Shimon to damage one of his items and something that's his belongings, then the din would not be the same. And kras ksusi shveres kadi chayiv al menas lifta potter, that although if Reuven tells Shimon should rip his clothing or he should break his keli, then if Shimon does so, Shimon will be chayiv. However, if Reuven specifically says al menas lifta, I'm telling you to do this on condition that you'll be potter, then in chinami Shimon will be potter. In a moment, the Gemara will ask that maishna reisha maishna seifa was the chil between where Reuven gave him permission to damage himself and he said al menas, to the case where he gave him permission to damage his asset and he said al menas, where in the first case is chayiv and in the second case Shimon will be potter. However, let's complete the Mishnah. As the Mishnah stated, I say king Lish plainly, al menas lifta, if Reuven tells Shimon to go and cause damage to Levi on condition that Shimon will be potter, chayiv bein begufa bein b'moinoi, in this case Shimon will always be chayiv. And this is based on the standard klal of ein shliach l'dvar avera. Our Gemara is amli Rabbi Asi bar Chama l'rabba. Rabbi Asi bar Chama is rabba maishna reisha maishna seifa. Why is it then the case of reisha where Reuven said to Shimon, I want you to damage me, al menas you'll be potter, Shimon will still be chayiv, and the seifa where Reuven said to Shimon that I want you to damage my asset, that if Reuven said al menas, then Shimon will be potter. The Gemara tells us amalei that Rabbi responded back to Rabbi Asi bar Chama reisha l'fi she'ina d'meichel rashi avarim. The reason is because reisha we're talking about bodily harm, and a person will not be meichel on his rashi avarim. And that's why even though Reuven said al menas lifta, he didn't really mean that, and therefore Shimon will still be chayiv. However, in the sefer where Reuven gave permission to Shimon to damage his assets and to damage his clothing or to damage his pitcher, then since Reuven said al menas, we take that get a face value, and therefore Shimon will be potter. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Asher Rav Chama Yes Rabba, how can you tell me that the reason for the Reisha is because in under Meichel HaRashi Avarim and L'chira, damaging someone physically or actually causing them tzar should be in the same category, and therefore Yes Him Chiyadim Meichel HaTzairi, would a person be Meichel on their own tzar? The Tanya, we know that the Brisa teaches us, Hakeni Patseni, if Reuven says to Shimon, I want you to hit me, I'm an Nas Liftar, on condition that you'll be potter, then in Chanami, in that case, you will be potter, and L'chira, just like we said, Benegay of physically damaging him, L'fisha in under Meichel HaRashi Avarim, and therefore Shimon will be Chayiv. So in this case also, even though Reuven said, I'm an Nas Liftar, Shimon should still be Chayiv. And the Gemara tells us, Ishtik, that Rabbah kept quiet and he didn't have response. And Amar, finally, Rabbah said to Rabbi Asi Rab Chama, Midi Shmiel Chabaha, do you have a terrace for this question? And Amar Lay, and Rabbi Asi Rab Chama responded to Rabbah, Hachi Amar Sheshes, so said Rab Sheshes, Mishim Begam Mishpacha, in Chanami, a person will be Meichel on his tsar, and a person will be Meichel on the damages to his items and to his clothing or his pitcher. And that's why in both of those cases, if Reuven says to Shimon, either that you should go and be Mitzar me and you should hit me, or in the case of Asefa, where Reuven said to Shimon, I want you to tear my clothes, or I want you to break my pitcher, and Reuven said, I'm an Nas Liftar, then in the Chanami, Shimon will be Pata. However, specifically in the Reisha of Mishnah, where Reuven said to Shimon, Sameis Eini, Kates Yodi, Shabes Ragli, then in that case, even if Reuven said, I'm an Nas Liftar, he'll be Chayiv, because over there will be a Pagam Mishpacha, which means that his family will have embarrassment and it'll be disgraceful for his family, that one of the family members are blind or that they're lame. And certainly, although Reuven could be Meichel for something that belongs to him, but the Pagam Mishpacha doesn't belong to him, and therefore he can't be Meichel Pagam Mishpacha. And the Gemara continues, Itma, we learned that the reason why the halacha of the Mishnah is that Ames Sameis Eini or Kates Yodei or Shvaris Ragli, that even if Reuven specifically tells Shimon that I'm a Nas Liftar, and even so, Shimon will be Chayiv. And the Gemara tells us three reasons. Rabbi Ishi Amar, Rabbi Ishi states, exactly like Rabbi Sheshes stated, Mishum Pagam Mishpacha, since there's Pagam Mishpacha involved, therefore, even though we may say that a person could be Meichel on their own tsar, but certainly a person can't be Meichel on Rashi Avarim, because that would cause Pagam Mishpacha, and you can't be Meichel for the Pagam Mishpacha for causing this disgrace to his family, and therefore, Shimon will still be Chayiv to pay Reuven for his damages. Gemara continues that Rava, my Rava states, Mishum She'ena the Meichel on Rashi Avarim Shaloi, although potentially Benegay Tsar, a person will be Meichel, and that's why when the Brisa stated, Kaini Pitzeni, Almanas Liftar, that you potter, however, in the case of a Mishnah of Sameis Eini, etc., since there was a physical damage that was caused to Reuven, therefore a person will not be Meichel on Rashi Avarim. And when Reuven said to Shimon, Almanas Liftar, he really did not mean that, and he was only saying it mitoch kas or for some other reason. Be rovid is a chilul between a person being meichel Rashi Avarim and a person being meichel on its tsar. Keep in mind that if you rovid, you don't have to come onto the teretz of pagam mishpacha, and therefore it makes sense why the Bach changed that it was Rab Asi Rab Chama speaking to Rabba, as ultimately Rabba did not have an answer. But as we see, rovid does have an answer, and rovid actually sticks with the original answer of lefi she'ina de meichel Rashi Avarim shalai. The Gemara continues with the third teretz. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon will explain that the chilul between the Reish and the Sefer is completely different than we thought, as Rabbi Yechon holds that certainly a person will be Meichel on anything. A person will be Meichel someone for damaging his clothes or damaging his pitcher, and he'll also be Meichel for Rashi Avarim or for his tsar. If so, what is the chilul between the Reish and the Sefer? And Rabbi Yechon explains, Yeshein Shu Kalav, Yeshlav Shu Kehen, that there are times when someone says yes and really they mean no, and there are times when someone says no and they say it sarcastically and really they meant yes. And Rashi explains that Rabbi Yechon understood the Mishnah that Reuven went over to Shimon and he told Shimon that I want you to blind me, and I want you to cut off my hand, or I want you to break my foot. Reuven actually was not the one that stated I'm an Asliftar, and instead Shimon turned to Reuven and said, I understand you want me to do this to you, but is it I'm an Asliftar? Will you pardon me if I do this to you? In the ratio, Reuven responded to Shimon, yes, but he said in a sarcastic manner, and he was really saying that of course I will not be meichel you if you do it, and therefore if Shimon goes and now cuts off Reuven's arm, or he blinds Reuven, then certainly Shimon will be chayiv, because Reuven never agreed that he will be potter, and he never was meichel him. And Rashi explains that the case of the Sefer was where Reuven said to Shimon, I want you to rip my clothing or break my pitcher. And Shimon now says to Reuven, I'm a Nas Liftar. If I do so, will I be potter? And Reuven now turns to Shimon and he says, Lav, and he said it sarcastically, and therefore that Lav is Kahin, and it's as if he said that certainly I'm telling you to rip my clothing or to break my pitcher, and therefore, of course, you're going to be potter from any Tashlumin. And Rashi is though bothered, Dalachira, if the Mishnah is just trying to tell us that there is a din of Yesh Hein Shu Kalav, the Yesh Lav Shu Kahin, and we have to take into account the tone of a person's statements and see if he was acting and saying something in a sarcastic manner. If so, why in the Reisha we're trying to teach you a din of Yesh Hein Shu Kalav? We specifically spoke about a case where Reuven told Shimon to damage him physically, and the Sefer we were trying to teach you a din of Yesh Lav Shukain, we speak about a case where Reuven told Shimon to rip his clothing or to damage his pitcher. Rashi explains, Orchid Milsa Nakat, that in the Chanamim we're going based on the standard manner, the Machal Inishar Moiner Tvei Megufei, that certainly a person will be quicker to be Meichel someone for damaging their money and for damaging their assets than for damaging their body. Rashi explains, you can't ask me a question for the Brisa of Hekeni Pitzani Amanas Liftor that you potter. That Brisa is talking about a scenario where Reuven actually said that entire statement, and Reuven said to Shimon that I want you to hit me. Reuven was the one who continued the statement and said, I want you to hit me on condition that you'll be potter. Certainly in that case, Reuven did not say this sarcastically. As we stated before, the Rabbi Yechon holds that other Meichel alakol, and therefore Reuven was Meichel Shimon, and that's why Shimon will be potter. And the Gemara continues, Tanya Namihochi, we have a Brisa that's exactly like Rabbi Yechon, as the Brisa states, Hekeni Pitzani Amanas Liftor V'Omaloi Hein HaReyesh Hein Shukalav, that if Reuven says to Shimon that I want you to hit me, and then Shimon says to Reuven, if I hit you, will be al manas, that will be potter. And then Reuven responds, yes, but he said it sarcastically, so it's as if Reuven said no, and therefore Shimon will be chayiv. Once again, we bring an example of Hein Shukalav in a case where it is physical damage, and then the Brisa continues, Kras Ksusi al manas lifto v'omaloi lav harei lav shukahein. And this example, which is not talking about physical damage, and it's talking about monetary damage, so in a case where Reuven said to Shimon that I want you to rip my beged, and Shimon says back to Reuven, will I be potter? And Reuven says no in a sarcastic fashion. Therefore, we consider the lav as if he said, yes, of course you'll be potter. And therefore, if Shimon goes and rips Reuven's clothing, then Shimon will be potter. That he actually argues on Rashi's point, as Rashi said, that it doesn't make a difference if it's niske gufai or it's niske memoinoi. In either case, if someone says a lashon that sounds sarcastic, then we would take into account his sarcastic tone, and really there's no chiluk between the reish and the sefer. And really, the reish of the Mishnah could have been speaking about niske gufai or niske memoinoi, and the sefer of the Mishnah also could have given a case of niske gufai or niske memoinoi. However, as Rashi says, Urch the Milsa Nakat should derech limchol al niske memoinoi ve'in derech limchol al niske gufai. However, Taisus asks for deichiku that it's a deichik to explain our Mishnah this way, and therefore Taisus explains the words of Rabbi Yechon differently than Rashi ayin sham. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Shabbos Kadi Kares Ksusi Chayiv, that if Reuven tells Shimon to break his pitcher or to rip his beged, then Shimon will be chayiv. And the Gemara asks for many alias yosira. The pasuk states in Pash Mishpatim regarding a shem echinam ki yitin ish aweil kesav akelim lishma v'gunam beis ish imimotzei aganav yishalim shnayim. And as we know, that shem echinam will be potter for gneiv aveda, but will be chayiv if he's pesheya and he doesn't guard the item properly. And we learn out lishma v'leila abed that the only time will be chayiv is if he accepted this item in order to guard it, and the shem would not be chayiv if he accepted this item in order to destroy it. Similarly, lishma v'leila kraya and lishma v'leila chalklaniim, the only time that a shomer will potentially be chayiv for damaging someone's item or for causing him any hezek is only when he accepted the item for shmira, but not if he accepted it to rip it or if he accepted it in order to give it out and disperse it to aniim. Therefore, the Gemara asks the stira that how could our Mishnah say that in the case where Reuven said to Shimon shvaras kadi or kras ksusi that Shimon will still be chayiv if l'chayra the pasuk says lishma v'leila abed lishma v'leila kraya lishma v'leila chalklaniim. The Gemara answers, Amr Rav Huna explains, Loi kasha, hada asli yadei, hada loi asli yadei. And Taisus explains that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven gave this item to Shimon in order for Shimon to guard it. And then once he gave this item to Shimon to guard, he said, V'ntirtza l'kraya asei kiritzaincha, that if you want to rip the item and want to rip this beged, then you could do as you desire. And therefore, our Mishnah holds that by the fact that Reuven already gave the item to Shimon, he must have really wanted Shimon to be a shomer. And then he was just telling Shimon that he should know, I will not be medactic with you completely, and if something will happen, I won't have a major akbada, but ultimately you will still be chayiv to pay me for any damages. And the Taisus says that since Reuven gave the item to Shimon first, and then he gave him rishus to rip it, so mashin leisle rishus lekari b'siyim dvarav in oimek king kedila patrei elo petume mili hu dehavi kadesh yishma leburatzim leyidag shem yidakik ima yosim idai im tikra v'tabe bedin hu dekamalei. As Taisus continues, when the Brisa states lishma v'leil abed lishma v'leil kroya lishma v'leil chalkalaniyim, that is referring to a case where prior to Reuven giving the chafetz to Shimon in order to him to guard it, he actually told Shimon that the chafetz that I want you to guard is over there, and you should know that if you want to rip it, that you could rip it. And then Shimon went and took the chafetz. So in that case, since at the point that he took the chafetz, he already was told that you'll be potter if you're going to rip the chafetz. Therefore, specifically in that case, Shimon will be potter. The Gemara continues, Amalei Rabba, but Rabba says lishma d'asli yadei mashma, that this pasuk is mashma that Reuven gave this chafetz to Shimon only to guard, but he didn't give him any other instructions. It's mashma that as long as Reuven told Shimon that I want you to guard his chafetz, if you will rip this beged that you will be potter, then it's as if Reuven is telling Shimon that you're not really a shomer and you're not going to be chayiv for any pshia. Therefore, how can you explain that that's the chilul between our Mishnah and the Braisa? The Gemara answers, Elam Rabban, therefore Rabbi explains, Havahada Asli Yodei, the Inichanami, the Mishnah, the Braisa is talking about a case where Reuven gave the chafetz to Shimon, v'loy kasha, and even so, it's not a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Hada Asli Yodei B'tei Shmira, as the case of our Mishnah is in a scenario where Reuven gave his chafetz to Shimon, and he didn't make any tzayim at that point, and then at a later point, he said to Shimon that if you want to go and rip it, you could rip it, and therefore Shimon's still going to be chayiv because at the time that he accepted responsibility, he was a shomer, and therefore he has chiyuvim for shmira. However, hada asal liyadei b'teres kriya, the Braisa is talking about a case where immediately at the time that Reuven gave this chayiv to Shimon, he told him at that time that you could rip this item. Therefore, it's clear that Reuven really did not make Shimon into a shomer, and therefore Shimon doesn't have any chiyuv shmira. And as Taisa says, the kim shomulei king kaidim shenasa shomer in chayshish im yikra. And therefore, Shimon will be potter. And Taisus continues, the kolshkein im loyaso shomer. And certainly in the case where Reuven did not make Shimon a shomer. For example, ela omale krak susi ushvar kadi hamunach lefenecho shu potter. And certainly in that case, even if Reuven did not say almanas liftar, that Shimon will be potter. Gemara continues, hu anaka tzedaka da asal pumpadisa. It was a box full of tzedaka that came to pumpadisa. And as we know, Rabbi Yosef was the rashiva in pumpadisa. As Rashi says, Rabbi Yosef gabay havo, that Rabbi Yosef was also the gabay of tzedaka. As the Gemara stated on Daflam of Rav and Beis, the Rabbi Yosef said, "Afagav dlecha niyam hocha anan yada niyam anan." The Gemara tells us, "Afkad the Rabbi Yosef gabehu gavra." The Rabbi Yosef placed this anaka of tzedakah by a person for safekeeping, and this person was a shemichinim and pashabai, and this person was pesheh in the anaka of tzedakah and asi ganvi ganvu, and because of his pshia, therefore ganov were able to come and steal this anaka of tzedakah, and therefore even though he was a shemichinim and a shemichinim is generally potter for gneva aveda, but lemaisa he was pesheh. Therefore, Chai Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, "He's chayiv to pay back the tzedakah." And Amar Abaya, and Abaya said to Rabbi Yosef, "Vatanya, but lemaisa we learned lishma v'leilu chal kalaniyim, that the only time that someone's chayiv for shmira is only when you give it to them mitari shmira, but not if you gave them the tzedakah in order that they should distribute to aniyim. And since Rabbi Yosef gave this money to this person to distribute to aniyim, therefore, as Rashi stated before, and the diba maskal lishma v'leilu abed, the kivin the amalei chalko sulay the mafkin inu, therefore it's not considered the mafkins anymore uman katova." And who will have the right to be tevei this person? Vaniim loy matzu tavi, and the aniim themselves can't be tevei the money. The chol chad v'chad matzi oma, that as to each oni he could say, "Lado d'chol yavina el lachrini," that I wouldn't have given this money to you, and I would have given to someone else. And therefore, la bal dvarim didiat. Mary responds, "Amalei Rabbi Yosef responded to his talmud abaya, aniyah de pumpadisa make its kais lo v'lishmahu." Since each oni in pumpadisa received this stipend for every single week, therefore it's considered like mamish yesh leitavin, and therefore it's considered lishmar. That's why this person that was the Shem Echinam and was Peshea going to be Chayiv to pay back this money. Shita Mekubetzes brings down from the Ramah, Hodu Chayiv Rabbi Yosef, when the Gemara said Rabbi Yosef was Mechayiv him, Halav Lomemer de Iu Dainei, is not telling us Rabbi Yosef actually judged him, Chodu de Ho Efka Gabe, Vloy Matsi Donle, that since Lamaisa, he was the one that placed it by this person, therefore he was the Gebedov and he can't be a Dayan. And number two, the Tanya, Oimet Tru Manalani Eiri, ain't done in Bedainei Oseir, and you can't even judge it with the judges of this city. Therefore he explains, that he just told him that the din will be that he chayiv, and ultimately if you want to go to the din Torah in another city, we could go there, but ultimately that's what they will paskin. And we continue on that tzadik and obeys with the new perek and the new mishnah. And before we begin the new mishnah, let's remember that certainly when someone steals something, either based on geneva or gezela, then the only way that they will be chayiv is only if they made a kinyan on that item. But ultimately, by making such a kinyan, they only considered that they stole the item, but it's not considered their item. Certainly at that point, there was no one that actually was makna this item to them, and in addition, no one was miyayish from this item. And at that point, the Torah tells us, Beheshiva says, Gzeil Asher Gozal, that they have to return the actual item they stole to the one that they stole it from, and the same didn't would apply to Geneva. And our Mishnah will now teach us that there are certain times that a Ganav or a Gazlan will actually be coined the item, and therefore he won't have to return that actual item, and instead he will return money. We already learned a sugya on Daf Samach Hei and Daf Samach Vav as to the question of Yish Bechdi is Koino or Yish Bechdi is Loikono. We also discussed various dinim of Shinuyim, and we had dinim of Shinu Maiso and Shinu Hashem and Shinu Rishus. And our Mishnah starts Hagoizel Eitzim Vason Kelim Tzema Vason Begodim Mishalm Keshasek Zela, that if Reuven stole wood from Shimon and then he turns that wood into a kli, or he stole wool from Shimon and then he made Begodim, Kalim out of the wool. Then, as Rashi says, you're going to be Mishalm Keshasa Gzela. Shimon will be chayav to pay for the value of the wood and the wool that he stole. And he doesn't have to return the Kalim or the Begadim that he created, the Koni B'Shinoi, as at this point, the Ganav or the Gazlan was Koni through Shinoi. And the Mishnah continues, Gazal Paru Muberes V'Yolda. If Reuven stole a Paru from Shimon that was already expecting and it gives birth, Rachel to Una V'Gazza, or if Reuven stole a sheep from Shimon and it was already carrying a lot of wool and it was already laden with wool and he sheared it, Mishal and Dmei Paru Dmei Rachel Ha'imedesli Gazes. And once again, Reuven was Koni the Vlad through a Shinoi, and he's also Koni the wool by having Shinoi, and therefore Reuven would keep the calf as well as the wool. Certainly Reuven would have to return the actual parah or the actual sheep they stole from Shimon, and we have to give that back directly to Shimon, as in that there was no Shinoi, and Reuven would have to make up the difference between the parah that he's giving back to Shimon and the sheep that he's giving back to Shimon, between a regular parah and a parah that was about to give birth, and the amount of money someone would pay for a regular sheep or a sheep that was ready to be shorn. And for example, a regular cow may be worth $1,000, a cow that's about to give birth may be worth $1,500, because there's still an aspect of risk, as maybe the cow will not give birth, and maybe this calf will be a stillborn. An actual newborn calf may be worth $750, and in this case, Reuven would have to give back the cow, which is worth $1,000, to Shimon. He will also have to pay Shimon another $500, as he stole a cow that was pregnant and was about to give birth, which was worth $1,500. However, Reuven would not be chayiv to pay the extra $250 that the Vlad is worth. And a similar calculation can be made when Reuven steals a sheep that at the time they stole it, it was laden with a lot of wool, even though certainly it's valuable, but there's still a lot of work that has to go into this animal in order to cut off all of its hair and all of its wool. And finally, the Mishnah continues, Gazal Parvitis Abra Etzloi, that if Reuven stole a cow from Shimon and it became pregnant while it was already in Reuven's Rishus, V'yolda, and then it gave birth, or Rachel V'netana Etzloi, or he stole a sheep and then it grew all of its wool, and the Gazza, and then Reuven cut off and sheared its wool, Mishalm Keshasa Gzela, once again, you'll only pay Keshasa Gzela. Levi Rashi, Reuven will actually have to give back the actual cow and the actual sheep, as that is exactly what he stole, and there wasn't any shinui that was done to the cow or to the sheep itself. Therefore, the chiyuv of Veheshev HaSegzela would apply, and the Mishnah is only telling us a chiddush that he doesn't have to pay for the actual vlad or for the actual shearing and for the actual wool. And the Mishnah ends off, Zeklal, this is general rule, Kala Gazlan, Mishalm and Keshasa Gzela, that anyone that steals an item will pay based on the time that they stole the item. And our Gemara begins, Amri, that we made a deek from Mishnah, that the Mishnah stated that Gizl eats in Vasan Kilim, Tsem Vasan Begodim, that is the time that's considered a shinui, and therefore Mishalm Keshasa Gzela, and therefore Medaik eats in Vasan Kilim in, that it's only when there were wood, and now it's a kli that we consider a shinui. However, Shifon Loi, if you smooth out the sticks and this wood, then it would not be considered a shinui, and you would not be koino, and you would not be a din Mishalm Keshasa Gzela. And similarly, Tsem Vasan Begodim in, that the only time it's considered a shinui is only when it was originally wool, and now you made a begodim, lived in Loi, but if you only whitened the wool, that would not be enough v'shinui, and you would not be koino. For a minute, unless you steal from a brisa, as the brisa states, Gozel Eitzim v'shifon, in the case where Reuven stole Eitzim, and then he just smoothed it out, or Avonim v'sisson, or he stole rocks, and he smoothed out the rocks, or Tsem v'libnon, or he stole wool, and he whitened it, Pishnon v'niko, or Reuven stole flax, and he cleansed it, Mishalom Keshasa Gzela, that that is considered a shinui, and therefore you pay Keshasa Gzela, and Lachar is a steer between our Mishnah and this brisa. And as Rashi explains even further, Masnisan, I might knock a Kalim v'godim, why did Mishnah specifically talk about a case where he created Kalim, or he made him begodim, that you only make a kli once you already smooth out the wood, that the only time you go and you weave wool is only after you whiten it, and why did Mishnah say that you had to make it into Kalim, or you had to make it in begodim, if even in the previous stage it should already be a din of Mishalm Keshasa Gzela, as it should already be considered a shinui. Gemara answers, Oma Baya, Baya explains, Tani didunk, Tani shinu drabonon de hodra, that our Tana is discussing a case where it was only a shinu drabonon, as the case of a Mishnah of a Gezel Eitzim was where Reuven stole wood, which was already smoothed out, and then he made them into Kalim. The case of Sem of a son Begodim was where Reuven stole wool that was already whitened, and then he turned into Begodim. The Mishnah is Mechadish that even though you created Kalim from this wood, and really you could take it apart, or you created Begodim, and really you could unravel this Beged and make it back into Tzemer, and therefore it's a Shvach HaShinui, and it's only a Shinu Drabbanon. Even so, Midrabbanon we say, Mishalm Keshasa Gzela, the Gazlan is not Chayiv to give back the actual item to the Nigzal. And as Abaye continues, V'kolshkin Shinu Dereisa, and certainly in a case where it would be a Shinu Dereisa, that certainly the din would be that Mishalm Keshasa Gzela Mela, and you don't have to give the actual item back. And as Abai explains, Eitzim Vason Kelim Be'Eitzim Mishupin, that the Mishnah's first case of Eitzim, we created Kelim, we're talking about that the Eitzim were already Mishupin, and they were already smoothed out. Ma'inin and Nisarim, and Reuven stole finished boards, and then created a Kli out of these finished boards, the Shin of the Biyasahu, as this is a Shvacha Shinoi, and it's only a Shin Rabbanon, the Abai Mishalflu, as if he wants, he could break apart the Kli, and it will go back to being a regular board. And similarly, in the case of a Mishnah of Tzemeva, Son Begodim, is talking about Betzeba Tavoy, that the wool was already spun and was already whitened beforehand. The Shinud Hadal B'Yasri, once again, the Shinud that will go back to its original form, the Bay Sasale, as it would be very easy for Shimon to go and unravel this Beged and now put it back to its original state and make it wool once again. And even so, the Mishnah teaches us, Mishal Kishas Exela, the Kolshkin Shinud Raisa, and certainly in the case where Reuven would have stole Eitzim, which were not finished and which were not smoothed out, and then he smoothed out, that certainly that would be a Shinud Raisa, as would not be Hadal B'Yasri, and therefore certainly it would be a valid Shinui, and the same would be if he stole Tzema, which was not whitened, and he goes and whitened it, that would be considered a Shinu She'in Chayzul B'Yasa, and it would be a Shinu D'Raisa, and therefore certainly in that case it would be Mishalom Kishas Agzela. Now Baya continues that the Brice is not arguing on a Mishnah, as B'Tana Bro, Shinu D'Raisa K'toni, V'Shinu Rabban L'Toni, that the Tana D'Raisa only wanted to discuss the Shinu D'Raisa, which are Shinuyim Dal Dat Hadar, and the Tana D'Raisa was not focusing on those Shinuyim, which are only Shinuyim Rabbanon, but Eina Chanami, he would hold, just like our Mishnah, that if there would be a Shinu Rabbanon, that we would still say Mishal Mekashas Agzela. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Ashi Omar, Rabbi Ashi argues on Abaya, and he says, Tani Didan Nami, Shinu D'Raisa Tani, that our Tana is also discussing the case of a Shinu D'Raisa, and when it says in the Mishnah, Eitzim Vason Kelim, it is actually referring to a scenario where Reuven stole wood, which was not finished and was not yet smoothed out. And what the Mishnah means, that he created Kelim, he created Buchani, he created a pestle, and the way that you form a pestle is by smoothing out the wood and forming it into a pestle. And as Rav Ashi explained, the Hainu Shifon, that this is similar to a case where he takes wood and he smooths it out. And of course, that is a Shinui She'inu Chayzul B'Yasai, and it's a Shinui D'Raisa. And that's why the Mishnah states, just like the Brisa states, that the Gazlin was Koina, and you Mishalom Kishas Agzela, and you don't have to return that item. Similarly, by Tzem of Asam Begodim, when the Mishnah gave a case where Reuven stole wood and he created a Beged, it's not talking about a case where the wool was already whitened, but it actually was talking about a case where the wool was never whitened, and Reuven only took the wool and he pressed it down and created felt. One doesn't whiten or spin threads out of the wool prior to making felt. And once someone takes a lot of wool and presses it together to create felt, then it's a shinu she'in chayzel b'yasa, as the Gemara says, the hainu shinu lehada, and therefore it's a shinu d'raisa. And that is the only time that the Mishnah stated that mishalom kishas agzela, and you would be cleaner based on the shinu d'raisa. However, in the chenami, the Mishnah and the Brisa both agree that if someone only does a shinu rabbanon, then the gazel would not be cleaner, and therefore we have to actually return the actual item. And before we continue, Ayin, the end of Rashi, Dilu Maskel, the Kolshkin Shinu D'Raisa, and Rashi brings for the Gemara that we had in Perek Merubah on Daf Samach Vav, where the Gemara said that Shinu Koino Ksiva Tnino, that a Shinu Gomo is Koino Midraisa, based on a Pasuk and based on a Mishnah, that the Pasuk says, V'heshev Esegzela, Matam Alem Ashigazel, why does it say Ashigazel? Im Kein Shigazel Yachse, that the only time you have to return an item is only if it's in the same condition as when you stole it. However, Vim Lav, if it's not in the same condition, then Domi Ba'alma Ba'il Shlume, then you only have to pay money and you don't have to return the actual item. And the Gemara now continues that Bein Lefi Abaye's Teretz and Bein Lefi Rav Ashi's Teretz, and when the Brisa stated Tzema V'Livnon, that Mishalom Kishas Agzela, we definitely see that if someone steals wool and he whitens it, that is considered Shina D'Raisa, and therefore we'd have to pay Kishas Agzela. And the Gemara now asks, V'Libun Miyav Shinui, you're telling me that Libun is a Shinui, but V'Minui, I'll ask you a question from a Mishnah Masechta Chulin that's talking about Reish Hageiz, and we know that when Yisrael has sheep and he shears the wool off the sheep, then he has to give some part of that shearing to a kohen. Midraisa, there is no shear, and Rabbanan said you have to give 1 out of 60. The Mishnah Masechta Chulin teaches us lehispik litnoi achit savai, that if Yisrael did not give the shearings to the kohen until the point that he already dyed the wool, then he's potter, then he will be potter, and he doesn't have to give it to the kohen any longer, as he was kohen with shinoi. And Rashi says the kani b'shinoi, that the Yisrael was already kohen the wool with shinoi, v'damim nami le'mishalim, and you don't even have to pay value to the kohen. Delav gezel gamu loy motli yodei, as it's not considered a gezel gamur because it's mamad hashevet and it's mamad she'in le'toivin. However, the Mishnah Masechta Chulin continues, livnoi v'loy tzavoi, that if instead Reuven actually whitened the tzemer but he didn't dye the tzemer yet, chayiv, then at that point it's not considered a shinoi, and therefore he's still chayiv to give it to the kohen for reish hageiz. And l'chayr, we see over there that libun is not considered a shinoi. And on Abaya, Abaya explains, loy kasha harab shimon harabonon, in a chanam is machlekes between rab shimon and rabbonon. And as we will see, the tan of our Tosa is Rav Shimon, and he holds that Libun is a Shinui, and the Tana of the Mishnah Maseches Chulin is going like Rabbanan, that Libun is not a Shinui. The Gemara in a moment will bring a machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanan that we find in a Braisa Maseches Chulin, and this Braisa is referring to a din that stated in the Mishnah Maseches Chulin on Daf Kaf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. The Mishnah teaches us that the only time that someone is chayiv to give a kohen reisha geiz is only when he cuts the first shearings of his sheep during this year. That time he cuts the wool off five different sheep. The weight of the shearings of each of these individual sheep is 1.5 mana each. Once you cut this amount of wool, then as we mentioned before, midrabbanan, you have to give 1/60th of the shearing to a kohen. And as the Gemara continues, the Tanya, as we learned the Braisa, Gzazai Tavai V'Argai, if Reuven sheared the wool of an animal and then he spun that wool or he wove that wool, and only after Reuven already did the shinui, did Reuven now go and shear the wool of the other sheep. Amitzar, if you can't combine the wool of the first animal with the wool of the next animal, those cases all agree to that din. However, the Braisa continues, Libnoi, if Reuven went and whitened the wool before he went and sheared the second animal, then Reb Shimon says, Amit Sarev, he says even this case is considered Shinui, as Libun is considered a Shinui, and therefore it's not Mitzarev to the next shearings. The Chum hold that Mitzarev, that Libun is not considered Shinui, and therefore this shearing is combined with the next shearing, and therefore you could be Mitzarev all the shearings together. And therefore, from this Braisa, we see that Reb Shimon holds that Libun is a Shinui, and therefore our Braisa would be going like the Shita Reb Shimon, and the Mishnah Masechta Schulin is going like Rabbanan, that Libun is not a Shinui. And the Gemara continues, Rav Amar, Rava says that really we could say that our Braisa b'negei Gzela and the Mishnah in Masechta Schulin regarding Reisha Geiz are both going according to Reb Shimon, and Havaha Reb Shimon, and both of them are going according to Shita Reb Shimon, v'lekasha, and it's not Shver, and it's not a Stira, as in the Mishnah Masechta Schulin regarding Reisha Geiz, where it's Muchach, the Libun is not a Shinui, that was talking about someone that was dealing Libun by hand, and therefore that's definitely not a Shinui. However, in the Braisa that stated, some of the Livnan, the Mishalim Kishasak Zela, that was talking about a person that whitened the wool while using special combs, and of course that is a much better way of whitening the wool, and that is certainly considered a Shinui, and that's why you'd be Mishalim Kishasak Zela. And the Braisa in Masechta Schulin states, if Reuven goes and whitens the wool after he cuts off the wool of the first animal, the Reb Shimon Aimer Eimet Starev, it is also referring to a case where he whitened it by using combs, and therefore it was considered Shinui, and that's why it was not Mitzarev. Gemara continues with the similar terrors, Rav Chiyah Ba'Avin states that in the Mishnah Masechta Schulin, where it states that Libun is not considered Shinui, that's talking about a specific case, Hod Chavri Chavure, where he whitened the wool by just washing it. However, Hod Chavri Chavure, in the Braisa that we had, where we said that once you melabin it, it's considered a Shinui, therefore you Mishalim Kishasak Zegla is discussing a case where Reuven was Kavri Begavris L'Slabin Yafor, as Rashi says, that he washed it with sulfur, and that certainly is a better process, and it whitens it that much more, and that certainly is considered a Shinui, and that's why the Braisa states in Mishalim Kishasak Zegla, and in Taisis, then Rav's Teretz, he stated, Hav Hav Reb Shimon, Rav held that the Braisa that we had, B'negei Zegla, and the Mishnah Maseches Chulin, were both going according to Reb Shimon. However, Reb Chiyah Ba'Avin's Teretz, he didn't say, Hav Hav Reb Shimon, and therefore Taisis wants to learn that Reb Chiyah Ba'Avin is going to Divrei HaKol, and Reb Chiyah Ba'Avin hold that Hod Chavri Chavri, that if Reuven only whitens it, then that's not even considered a Shinui according to Reb Shimon. And in the case where Reuven used sulfur in order to whiten it, that even Rabbanan would agree that that is a Shinui, and therefore the Braisa that we had with the Gei Gzela and the Mishnah we had in Masechta Schulin, but the Gei Reisha Geiz is going Bein Lefi Reb Shimon and Bein Lefi Rabbanan. And we just mentioned the basic idea of Taisis, but of course Taisis goes into much more detail and is much more complex than what we just stated. The Gemara continues, and we will be goyis as the Brach brings from Taisis. Hashtot Sevel Reb Shimon Lo Yave Shinui Libun Have Shinui. How can you tell me that Reb Shimon holds that Libun is considered a Shinui, as we saw from the Braisa in Masechta Schulin, and yet we will find in a moment that this Braisa tells us that according to Reb Shimon, even if someone would actually dye wool, that would not be considered a Shinui, and the only way to dye wool is only after Libun. The Gemara continues the Tanya, that where do we see that Reb Shimon holds that Sevel is Lo Yave Shinui, as we have in a Braisa that Gozes Rishon Rishon V'Tzavoi, or Rishon Rishon V'Tvoi, or Rishon Rishon V'Argoi, Eimet Starev, that if someone shears the wool of the first animal and then he dyes it, or he shears the first wool of the animal and he immediately spun the wool and he didn't wait until he cut off all the five sheep's wool, or he cut off each individual sheep and then he wove that sheep's wool, and Tanakama holds Eimet Starev that all the wool will not be Eimet Starev. Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda says in the name of Reb Shimon that Savoy Mitzarev, if he cut the wool of the first animal and then he dyed the wool, then it would still be Mitzarev with the next wool that he cuts off the next animal. And clearly we see that Reb Shimon hold that Tzviya itself is not considered a shinoi, and therefore how can we say that Rav Shimon holds that libun is a shinoi? And the Gemara answers, Amabai loy kasha harabana libun Rav Shimon harab Shimon Rav Yehuda libun Rav Shimon, that this price that we just brought is actually Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda that said over the name of Rav Shimon, and in the Chanami according to Rav Shimon Yehuda the name of Rav Shimon, even dying is not considered a shinoi, and certainly whitening is not considered a shinoi. However, our Tanav Abraisa was bringing the shita Rav Shimon, and he held Rav Shimon held that libun is considered a shinoi. And certainly, if you dyed a wool, that would definitely be considered a shinoi. And the Gemara continues. Rav Amar, Rav states, lo ilu pligar rabbanan le Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, that really there's no machlekes between each of these brises, and both are the same shita Rav Shimon. We don't have two different versions as to where Rav Shimon holds. When the brise of Rav Shimon ben Yehuda brings down from Rav Shimon that he holds that tzeva is not considered a shinoi, v'shani tzeva hol v'yachal avir al yedei tzvain, when Reuven goes and dyes the wool of this animal and he didn't whiten it first, that is not considered a shinoi, as is a shinoi d'hada, as you could take soap and you could take detergent and you could wash out its dye and you could go back to what it originally was. However, when the Brisa stated that according to Rav Shimon, libun is considered a shinoi, that's because once you whiten the wool, it's impossible to go and take it back to its original state, and therefore it's considered shinoi d'hada, and certainly that is a shinoi according to Rav Shimon. V'chi tani hasam lehispit l'lay achit savay pata, when the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin stated that if Reuven has resh sageis and he doesn't give it to the kohen and he goes and dyes it, then the din is that he doesn't have to give it to the kohen any longer, as that is considered a shinoi, and therefore he was kohena. And we said that that Mishnah is going both according to Rabbanan and according to Rav Shimon. We just explained that Rav Shimon holds that dyeing wool is not considered a shinoi, and Rav explains b'kala ilan d'le'over, that we're talking about a specific case where they dyed that wool with kala ilan, which is what they translated as indigo. Rashi states is daimul t'chelis, and that type of dye is not something that you could remove, and therefore it's considered shinoi, and that is why there's a difference between the case of the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin, where we saw that dyeing is considered shinoi, and the case of the Braisa where Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Shimon Rav Shimon, that's a void mitzaref, and by dyeing wool, it's not considered shinoi, and we will stop over here.